Spain's insurgent political party, Podemos, meaning we can in Spanish, emerged 2 years ago out of large urban assemblies of activists frustrated with double-digit unemployment and austerity policies. The leftist party, led by 37-year-old political science professor Pablo Iglesias, surprised the political establishment by winning 5 seats in recent elections for the European Parliament. In upcoming elections in December, Podemos will be reaching out to rural Spaniards with a campaign focused on sustainable agriculture. The aim is to attract more young people to the countryside to revive a region long in decline. According to the news magazine In These Times, rural Spain's agricultural enclaves are among the least populated in Europe. Podemos seeks to expose the corrupt nature of farm subsidies controlled by established political interests. Peasant organizations, for example, revealed that 100 million euros in agricultural government subsidies were given to 80 landowners who are not engaged in agricultural production. Through its rural initiative, Podemos is looking to build on the success of the Indignados movement, whose slogan asserts that traditional politicians don't represent us. Burma's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi opened up her campaign for this fall's historic parliamentary election in the home base of top Myanmar political insider So Thein, the architect of the Southeast Asian nation's recent economic reforms. Suu Kyi's political party, the National League of Democracy, or NLD, is confident of winning the most open election in 25 years. The Nobel Peace Prize winner, who spent many years under house arrest, is campaigning to defeat President Thein Sein's ruling military-centered Union Solidarity and Development Party. Thus far, Suu Kyi, who is barred from running for president, has been cautious about nominating members of the 1988 Democracy Movement for seats in the November 8th election. However, the party did nominate one of the country's best-known activists, Ma Thandar, whose husband was killed by government soldiers. The influential Nationalist Buddhists Committee for the Protection of Race and Religion, better known as Ma Ba Tha, have passed 4 bills in parliament that effectively legalize discrimination against women and the country's minority Muslims. Although Suu Kyi and her NLD opposed the laws, they rarely criticized the group for fear of alienating supporters during this election year. Governor Alejandro García Padilla of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico has laid out a new 5-year plan for debt relief that includes teacher layoffs and austerity measures. Still, the plan won't balance the books, and bondholders led by vulture hedge funds are likely to launch lawsuits to get full payment for their bonds. The plan, developed by the governor's task force, calls for restructuring $47 billion in existing debt and creation of an independent financial control board to monitor the island's finances. Puerto Rico, facing double-digit unemployment, recently sold off the assets of a workers' compensation fund. The government has also delayed paying out 2014 income tax refunds until the winter of 2016. For decades, Puerto Rico's general obligation bonds were seen by investors as nearly default-proof. But without radical restructuring of its debt, officials say the government will run out of cash by next June, forcing a shutdown of essential public services, including police and public education. On Capitol Hill, Democrats are pressing to give Puerto Rico access to U.S. bankruptcy courts to reorganize its debt, a move opposed by most Republicans. But Hillary Clinton, while on a recent visit to Puerto Rico, blasted Republicans for not stepping up to aid Puerto Rico, declaring, "You can't fix your economy through austerity." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.